Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hey, this is Pete Hegseth, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend, an Army vet, and also the author of American Crusade. But really, all I care about is loving and fighting for this nation, which is why I love Real Talk with Audrey Russo. She tells it like it is, understands what America represents, and ultimately is willing to fight for her. God bless this country, God bless this program, and thank God for America.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. The deep state in the FBI not only lied to take General Michael Flynn out of the White House, but now, through their minions like Judge Sullivan, they are continuing their persecution of this great hero. What will it take to end this nightmare? And it's been said that it's only a soft coup until the military is involved. Well, are we seeing a coup in its nascent stages with the recent insubordination by top military officers? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF retired, was the former Assistant Vice Chief of the USAF and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SecDef and the Vice President when he retired after 35 years active duty in 1994. His many positions in his 35-year military career include four tours in Vietnam, commander of Alaskan Air Command, Alaska NORAD region, and Alaskan Command. He's a frequent military analyst on TV and national radio, including the Fox News Channel, and he's a member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom.
Great to be back with you. Thanks very much for having me, Audrey.
Oh, it's always great to have you with us, and we got quite a menu here. We're going to start out with, for the listeners, last month, the DOJ moved to withdraw its case after evidence emerged to suggest that the FBI had pursued General Flynn in 2017 to set him up for lying, even though it had concluded there was no reason to suspect him of committing a crime. Now, in a brief filed with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Court, a Judge Gleason argued that Judge Sullivan, who is presiding in the Flynn case, should be allowed to stop the Department of Justice from ending the prosecution. Now, listen to this convoluted reasoning. Gleason argued that Flynn should not be held in contempt of court, but that his perjury in entering a guilty plea that he later withdrew should be considered in sentencing him for what the DOJ now says he did not do. So let me get this straight. He is saying that that plea deal, which he was forced to. He was forced to say that he lied when he didn't. The fact that he withdrew that, now that means that he lied about lying. Is that what he's saying?
Well, that's the convoluted part. What they don't say is that General Flynn did what he did and pleaded guilty to protect his son. Right. In other words, the justice system was going to go after his son. General Flynn did not plead guilty. They forced him to take that position. And that's what it's so strange and bizarre that Judge Sullivan, the presiding judge, would not accept the Department of Justice's decision that all the evidence was not placed before him. And which tells me that Judge Sullivan is corrupt, along with Judge Gleason. These are corrupt judges. So not only do we have the corruption in the Congress with Adam Schiff et al. And the Democrats, we had it in the FBI as well as the Department of Justice as well as the intelligence community with Brennan, Clapper et al. All three branches of government during the Obama administration were corrupt. The evidence is now clear and very visible to the average American, even despite John Durham not having filed any grand juries because of the pandemic. But that is what is so disturbing, and it's coming out in the General Flynn case, Audrey.
Right. But why do they continue to persecute General Flynn? People are not understanding this.
That I can't answer, except I think they are desperate. It means they are all complicit in the desire to have a soft coup d'etat against the Trump administration. First, they tried to do it to stop him from being elected. They failed there. And then they persisted with the Mueller investigation for over 2 years in prosecuting the Trump administration and President Trump himself. So you had the not only the Congress, but you have the judicial, and you have the mainstream media who are also complicit. They knew what the real facts were, and they knew that the Russian hoax was, in fact, a hoax. It was made up. It was created by the Obama administration using allies' fake intelligence reports. And so what we are seeing is, once this is laid out by John Durham, right, and the American people see it clearly, the montage will come together, the puzzle, all these items will be put together, and it becomes obvious why they want to keep or do something to General Flynn, because General Flynn is really the linchpin of who the Mueller investigation went after as a special prosecutor. So it shows that the special prosecutor, Mueller, and his team were all corrupt. We have never seen anything like that in our history, Audrey. And that's why they're trying to at least get something on General Flynn. And they are absolutely desperate, yeah, like they were desperate when they tried to impeach the president. Hmm. They knew the Senate wasn't going to do it, but they are reaching for straws, and they are still trying to do it. And as we lead in and talk about Black Lives Matter and Antifa, et cetera, it will become apparent that the Democratic Party itself and the mainstream media are behind all these actions that are going on.
You know, General Flynn clearly deserves recompense for the result of their abusive behavior. How can he begin to recover from this if they won't let go of it?
Well, he's got a great lawyer in Sidney Powell,
yeah,
and she will figure out a way. I think there's going to be a huge court settlement against the U.S. government, the FBI, the Department of Justice, as well as the judiciary, Judge Sullivan. He is making it so obvious that any reasonable jury is going to award General Flynn a very significant amount of money, in my humble opinion. It will take a lot of time. And that's why the Democrats are doing anything, Audrey, anything to keep the economy down that the pandemic coronavirus has put on our economy,
right.
But that is having a great deal of difficulty. They are grasping at any straw that will come along. They are, without getting in front of ourselves, but it is linked together with General Flynn. That's why you see these, quote, peaceful protests become riots,
yeah,
and carnage,
right,
and massive destruction. And they are trying to disrupt the whole country. And it's even obvious when you have governors in the state of Washington, mayors in the city of Seattle, that are not doing anything and letting parts of the city be taken over by mob control. And so we have a major problem, and it all goes back to the Democrats trying to regain power and try to disrupt, because the left wing of the Democratic Party is not progressive, they're not socialist, they are communist.
Yeah.
And they are using these bands of renegades that are being funded by wealthy Democrats, etc., to create this havoc and instability,
yeah,
just like they had done under when Obama was in the MoveOn.org group, and that crowd took action in different places. So it's all linked together, and that's why it's important that we analyze very carefully what's going on in the General Flynn case, because it impacts everything else. You start pulling on the Flynn string, and you start understanding why all these other actions, why a Washington state governor, Democratic governors, are doing what they're doing and trying to suppress the economies. All of this is tied together.
Yeah. Yeah, it absolutely is. Yeah, they are very good at one thing, communists, because their end goal is control. And what are they doing? They're very organized in their chaos. Since May 25th, with the death of George Floyd, the Marxist group, and that, we're not just naming it Marxist, they name themselves, they self-identify as Marxist. The Marxist group Black Lives Matter and the fascist group Antifa have been allowed to violently riot, pillage, loot, and burn buildings and monuments in Democrat-run cities. Is this not a demonstration of what the Democrat Party has become?
Yes, clearly. It's that simple. I mean, let's not mistake it. It is clearly led and financed by the Democratic Party, to include the mainstream media and other elements. For instance, on the pandemic today, they're making a big issue of it. It's impacting Wall Street. But the fact is that there are increased numbers, but there are less deaths attached to the pandemic.
Right.
Yes, we opened up, and we've now had some huge number of testing going on. So we are going to discover it. But the mainstream media is not telling the American people that the death rate is going down significantly. And it is not by any means worse than the normal flu season in the United States. So they are trying to traumatize,
yes,
the American people, and make them deathly afraid of going out and resuming a normal life.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Especially with, I won't get into it here, but especially with the lies about the masks, because they're for people who same thing every year. The CDC puts out suggestions, guidelines. But now the Democrats have taken that, are using it as a draconian fist. And an example of that, real quick, is an Oregon county issues a face mask order that exempts non-white people. Okay, by that, you expose to us the fact that you're using this to control the population. Healthy people shouldn't be wearing them, but of course, I'm going off course, so let me go back to this. These violent totalitarian groups like BLM and Antifa have set up a terroristic little state called CHAZ, and now they, of course, now known as CHOP, just like criminals are constantly changing their names, where they have armed guards, require ID, have borders, and will deport you if you don't belong there. Aren't these the very same things that Democrats have been attacking the president for? Borders, Second Amendment, ID, right? Isn't this the same?
Fences.
Yeah.
All of those things. They put up fences around their 6-block area. It's now 3 blocks in the CHOP. And that's what they're attacking. Defund the police. Anything that will create instability in the country and tear down our economic system and all those things that have made America great. Capitalism. They want to destroy capitalism. They want to distribute wealth. They want to have no borders, open borders, all George Soros' idea. And that's so you kill capitalism and the strength of the American public, the freedoms that we have, that capitalism allows us to have, the creativity, the innovation, all these things, Audrey, the Democratic Party is trying to do through proxies, BLM, Antifa, all these different groups. And they are making sure that when you have a serious case of police brutality in Minneapolis, they expanded out. The case of Atlanta was entirely different. Here you had a guy that was a thug. He runs away, takes the cop's stun gun and shoots it at him. Look, that's clearly it's being politicized down there by the mayor who fired him, and then the prosecutor who arrests them. They overcharged. They've done everything wrong. And then they're going to complain about it. They are trying to use it for their own political purposes. Right. They are trying to create instability in the United States. They're trying to keep the pandemic going so they can have write-in ballots, and they can fraudulently try to win the election that they lost last time. So all of this is being led by the Democratic Party and those elements within it, and being funded by them. There's no doubt about it. Whether they're individuals like George Soros, who is doing much of this along with the other billionaires in the Democratic Party, anything to create instability and take down our form of government, and they take over.
Yeah. One of the abominations occurring with impunity is the desecration of historic monuments and war memorials. Tom, why is the GOP silent? And they are absolutely silent. And why are these miscreants not apprehended and prosecuted?
For the very reason I just discussed. This is what the communists do when they go in. They take down your history. Initially, remember, it was Confederate statues. Now they're taking down Grant, and then they want to take down Lincoln. Lincoln, he's the one that freed the slaves. Grant is the one that won the war for it. Okay. And so they're going after any symbol of our history. And the fact is that is the way the communists and frankly the Nazis, but let's just keep the communists, have done it. They try to erase your history, and everything they can do is so you do not understand how you got to be where we were, where we are as a nation, and why the Republicans, the president clearly is, and so at least he is standing up like we
right.
ought to,
but the Congress
and shut
isn't.
It down in Washington D.C.
And so
it's very important. I just don't understand what's going on, and the real reason is they don't understand how Antifa and Black Lives Matter are radical organizations not designed to help the black people. They are designed to create instability to get a new form of government.
Sure, because they certainly didn't care about those from the black community. There happened to be police that were murdered during this by these rioters. They didn't care about their lives. They didn't care about the life of a little, I think it was like a five-year-old in Chicago that was killed black-on-black crime over the weekend. They didn't care about that. Yeah, three-year-old, excuse me. Yeah, they didn't care about that, did they?
Or the 100 other shootings
yes.
of people that were wounded and the 9 deaths. They haven't mentioned this at all.
No, of course
They're
not.
They're not mentioning all the black businesses that have been destroyed in Minneapolis, in Atlanta, and other locations.
And that's after the lockdown, right? That's after the lockdown. So they want to make sure that people can't go back to work. Isn't that true?
Correct. They don't want them to have jobs. The black community had the lowest unemployment rate in their history, and they want to make sure that with the pandemic and the lockdown, that a lot of those jobs are not available before the election.
Yeah.
So they are doing everything in their will, which is way beyond reasonableness,
yeah.
Audrey.
I think it's going to backfire.
All linked together.
Do you think it's going to backfire on them?
I think it's going to backfire on them because the American people are not going to, look, defund the police. We ought to be putting more money into the police departments to ensure that they are properly trained,
exactly.
Not less money.
Right.
We need to put more money to keep stop this chaos that is developing. But you've got Democratic mayors and Democratic governors that are ensuring that this instability goes on.
Yeah.
And if the American people don't understand it, and I think they will,
yeah.
I think they will if they have mediums like we have right now where you can explain it to them and say, well, why is it that all the Democratic states that have Democratic governors are further behind on opening up and resuming normality? That
right.
seems to me very strange. Why isn't everybody back into phase 3 by now?
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. We know why. We know why. Of course, they're making it obvious. Like I mentioned that in Oregon, that county where they're doing, because, and that one was foolish enough to expose to us what they're doing when it comes to controlling people. You know, here's the other thing that's very disturbing, because as I said, they're very good at organizing communists, but it's chaos that they're organizing. And it sounds almost antithetical, but it isn't. Tom, it's been said that it's only a soft coup until the military is involved. Well, the sounds of insubordination on the part of some officers in the military toward our commander-in-chief are beginning to sound coup-like. Am I correct?
Yes, it is. Very interesting, Audrey, that you bring this up. The first case was General Mattis writing an article about when President cleared the square out in front of the White House and went over to the church that had a fire on it, and the government, the Park Police and the D.C. Police and the National Guard secured that area. When they walked through, Secretary of Defense Esper and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, walked through with them. And then a couple of days later, they apologized. Now, what I didn't understand, well, first of all, when I watched them walking through, I said, hooray. The president is showing these lawlessness people that we will not accept lawlessness in Washington, D.C. And so he went and made that kind of tour de force, if you will, and I thought that was brilliant. I was very disappointed that Secretary Esper and General Milley felt that they were used politically. The fact is, it is the role of the United States military, to include the National Guard, to keep stability in certain cases, and their laws to it, in certain cases, when you have instability and it overcomes your local police force. That seems to you and me, Audrey, to be very simple and very understand. Look, those were Antifa and Black Lives Matter mobs that were going from a peaceful demonstration, which they use it as a cover, to a lawlessness riot. And that's exactly what they were trying to do. And their goal was really to take over the park there and then sweep into the White House, into the White House lawn. The president did not let that happen. He did the right thing. He had the attorney general and the park police, et cetera, the Department of Interior, all working that and cleaned that out very quickly. But we haven't seen that in Seattle, have we?
No.
We haven't seen that in Atlanta, have we?
No.
We haven't seen that in Minneapolis. And Minneapolis was the first area in which the mayor let the police precinct go. He abandoned it. And you can't have that. This is unacceptable, and the American people should not accept it. And they should ensure that our police forces are well funded and maintained, and the policemen properly trained. There's right. just no question about it.
Right, right. Well, this is so typical of communists. I have to say communists because that's what they are. You know, this is not some, you know, I'm not throwing the term around. This is based on their behavior, on their policies, and they've made themselves unequivocal now because they don't care. They've come out of the shadows, the Democrat Party. They've come out of the shadows. They are showing their communist core. That's what has happened to the party. And this is exactly what they want to do. You're basing everything on one incident of someone, of a police officer who's no longer a former police officer, who had a history of violations. It was one man. It was not a, see, I don't believe in race. It's one human race. But one man against someone with darker skin hue, and that is being, there's no injustice there because he's going to pay for this. Now, he didn't just lose his job. He has several counts against him. He's going to jail. So there's no injustice here. But what they do, they took that and they swipe it. They used it now against, they try to say against white people, against cops, then tearing down. This is communism. All you have to do is look at what happened in communist countries that before they were communists, what happened. Am I correct?
Absolutely. And of course, that's why they're going after the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Because they know that the American people are armed and will not let this get out of control. But with the presidential election, they are doing all of these things that, frankly, I don't think we have seen it in modern America.
No.
Certainly, when you go back to the Civil War, which we fought a war, and over 400,000 American people were killed,
right.
The issues that are facing us today and the inequities are minuscule. I think the numbers I saw last were there were 9 white police officers killing unarmed blacks, and 7 of them were adjudicated, and it didn't turn out that they were guilty. 2 of them, so it's such a minuscule number when you consider what's going on. But they are exaggerating it.
Yeah, they lie. They lie. Communists lie.
They lie.
Yeah, it's okay to lie. It's almost like the terrorist, you know, in Islam. It's okay to lie when it has to do with what they consider the opposition, the enemy, which is us.
And getting back to your point, I think, on the generals, we had General Mattis, former Secretary of Defense. We had Admiral Mullen. And we had General Petraeus write articles. These are retired, 2 retired generals, very prominent, and a retired admiral. They got their facts wrong when they were talking about what was going on in Washington, D.C. And people say, well, why would they do that? Now, first of all, let's look at, they were all Obama 4-stars. I'm very disappointed in them. Look, I'm a retired general officer. There's no question that I have clearly come out and spoken. I'm speaking defending the president and what the administration is and should be doing to protect our security.
Right.
Why these officers came out and going against the president of the United States goes through that hatred by some of President Trump. And it's big money behind it, Audrey.
Yes.
All I can say is it's big money behind it.
Yes.
And those generals are on boards in different places where I believe that they have succumbed to the pressure and the money behind it to do what they do. You haven't heard much from them lately, have you?
No, you haven't. You haven't. You're so right. You're so spot on. Tom, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and the work of CCNS?
Citizens Commission on National Security. .org is where I put all my radio shows, podcasts, etc., Audrey, and op-eds I write. And that's the best place. That's Citizens Commission on National Security.org, and it's all there.
Excellent. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and information you need to follow the general's work. Thanks so much, Tom, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. Will you join us again on the show? Yes?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.